An NBA insider is pushing a wild narrative that the Raptors could make a blockbuster trade with the Golden State Warriors ahead of both teams really struggling to start off this year. So we'll break down his sort of narrative that he's pushing, what the Toronto Raptors could get, because there are a couple blockbuster deals that could go down between the Raptors and the Warriors, and some of them that have been proposed are pretty suspect, don't have me that excited, but others definitely are better than the other ones that we've heard from, like the Atlanta Hawks, even a couple of them from the Sacramento Kings. So we'll break down the possibility of a big deal going down between the Warriors and the Raptors, and whether or not this team should really pursue any of these wild speculative takes that guys like KOC have been pushing. So let's basically dive into the article that's triggering this entire conversation. Is Kevin O'Connor from The Ringer has come out and basically made an article on how the Warriors, as we know them, look cooked and what's next for the team. So people haven't been watching the Golden State Warriors out west. They don't look that great this season. Particularly Andrew Wiggins, Klay Thompson have really fallen off a cliff from where they were last season, and Klay's been on a gradual decline, but Andrew Wiggins really hasn't taken the steps forward that the Warriors were hoping after giving him a big contract, and in fact has taken a few steps back. So, you know, that team has really been struggling out there on the West Coast, the tough Western Conference. They brought in Chris Paul to replace Jordan Poole over the course of the offseason, and while Jordan Poole is obviously his own sort of guy and has been flamed a lot for being a shot chucker and those types of things, Chris Paul, I don't want to say he's fallen off a cliff, because he's also close to 40 years old, if not 40 years old, and you know his stats have been down in the dumps. So we'll break down all of that in this vid. But basically, KOC in this article brought up the Toronto Raptors, saying that if he were the Warriors, he called Toronto about Pascal Siakam and OG Anunoby. And we know that these reports, these rumors have been thrown out there for the past couple seasons. It feels like ahead of every trade deadline, we get rumblings that the Warriors are interested in either Pascal Siakam or OG Anunoby. A couple hours before last year's trade deadline, apparently there was some traction on a potential OG Anunoby trade to Golden State. Multiple picks coming back to Toronto, but the willingness to throw Jonathan Kuminga in the package atop of other assets and things like that led to the deal to fall through. So there has been smoke between potential deals with the Toronto Raptors and Golden State Warriors in the past, but right now, given the fact, obviously, the Raptors have sort of been needing a move for the last couple of years, but the Golden State Warriors are now sort of definitely looking to shake things up. And basically, to go on, more summarize what is said in this article, that no matter the target, trading Chris Paul's expiring salary and any other young talent should be absolutely on the table. But so should moving on from Klay Thompson, no matter how much it would hurt the franchise. And this is interesting because, firstly, I've seen when this article came out, some discussions about the Raptors potentially landing Klay Thompson, and Klay Thompson's been bad this year. If we're going to be offering up a guy, especially OG Anunoby, even a Pascal Siakam in a deal for Klay Thompson, that would be just a hard no for me. I mean, Pascal Siakam, sure, the three-point percentage is completely in the dumps, but still 20 points per game, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. Numbers slowly increasing besides that three-point percentage, you know, over the course of the season and getting back to where he was last year, where he was a really top guy in the NBA, still only 30 years old. You know, I get that he's a free agent, all that type of stuff, but Klay Thompson's essentially a negative deal here now at this point because he hasn't been able to knock down his shots. He's still shooting those threes at the same clip he was prior, but I guess jump shooting, you know, he's coming off a couple lower body surgeries, knee surgeries, Achilles surgeries, all that type of stuff. It seems to really have been catching up with Klay Thompson. So right off the board, I'm writing off that the Raptors should do any deal that involves Pascal Siakam or OG Anunoby for Klay Thompson, unless you want to talk about other players getting involved or things like that. But I think the Warriors would want something decent back if they're trading away Klay. I mean, just for morale's sake. So I don't think he'll just be an add-on in a deal the same way a guy like Chris Paul could be. Because if you look at Chris Paul's stats for this season, and again, looking at his age, 38 years old, so getting close to 40, a year or so left. But basically this season, only 9 points per game, 4 rebounds, 7 assists. So roughly playing about 26 minutes per night as well. His three-point percentage has dipped. You know, Chris Paul is not the same player that he used to be. And isn't really going to be turning things around, despite his big name and stuff, for the Toronto Raptors in terms of, you know, if you trade away Pascal, you're not getting 2010 Chris Paul in one of these packages. He's not in his prime anymore. He's not going to be game-changing things the same way he even did when he went to the Oklahoma City Thunder or the Phoenix Suns a few years back. And obviously, he has that relationship with Dennis Schroeder. Two of those guys played on OKC. So he wouldn't be a guy I'd be mad at if the Toronto Raptors brought in. I'd rather his salary coming back than a Klay Thompson, just given the fact that both of them are kind of washed at this point. But Chris Paul will bring some leadership, kind of change the sort of locker room for this team the same way he did it when he went to Phoenix, when he went to the Oklahoma City Thunder, even the Houston Rockets a little bit. I know they didn't win and things ended poorly there, but you know, they went as far as they've ever went, you know, with Chris Paul on that team, better than they did with Dwight Howard paired alongside James Harden, other stars, Russell Westbrook. You know, Chris Paul is one of the underrated guys in terms of changing the locker room, a locker room leader, gives that Kyle Lowry-esque mentorship, a bit hard-headed, you know, a bit going to be in your face and stuff as a leader, but you know, could definitely help this sort of young group with the Toronto Raptors sort of mold and get to the right place. But other players that could be interesting in a deal with the Golden State Warriors are Moses Moody, who himself, again, 21 years old, 8 points per game, 3 rebounds, is a solid 3-point shooter, shooting 38% from behind the 3-point line. Small sample size at the free throw, so I'm not even going to dive into that 66%, but you know, hasn't taken a leap, hasn't taken an insane jump to the fact where he's been held out of so many star trades, especially those picks of the Warriors. You know, he's been living up to expectations, but he is definitely a solid guy. And just 21 years old on a team in Golden State where there's not a lot of opportunity for him to shine, I mean, he could be an interesting piece for the Toronto Raptors to come back. And then obviously the guy that's been rumored for the Toronto Raptors for the last few years in Jonathan Kuminga, right? 11 points per game, 3 rebounds, extreme athlete, like a guy that has all of the physical intangibles to be an extremely strong player. Again, 21 years old himself, but the jump shot has definitely not been that great this season, and he's been given more of an opportunity with the ball in his hands to let shots fly this year as well, only shooting 19% from behind the three line. You know, over the course of his career, it's been 33%, so not hopeless out there behind the three, but this season has not looked that great in a bigger sample size, and that has also dipped his field goal percentage, asked to do a little bit more. Again, Kuminga, he hasn't taken the jump. He hasn't taken the sort of leap a lot of Warriors fans were at least hoping, you know, for a lottery pick for a dude that was a top seven that, you know, year where they had the seventh pick, the 14th pick. Those two deal picks could have been dealt for a star. So, you know, the two timeline sort of method hasn't worked for Golden State, but, you know, the Raptors could swoop in, take two of these guys as development projects if we're going young, if we want to save salary. I broke down a video recently on how we're going to have to pay OG Anunoby. So dealing Pascal to one of these teams and then, you know, having an expiring and Chris Paul, you know, potentially, ideally draft capital on top of it if this deal is sort of going down, right? That's not horrific. That's a little bit better than what we've seen from the Atlanta Hawks and these types of packages. But again, I'm not that encouraged. I'm not that amped up by any of these deals I've seen from Golden State. You know, some of the packages I've seen from Sacramento aren't that ideal either, but that seems to be the team that I'd be most intrigued with dealing an OG or Pascal for, because they have actual pieces I wouldn't mind coming back to the Toronto Raptors. So it's a weird conundrum Masai Ujiri has. He's put this team in a very odd predicament, a odd situation, but let me know what you guys think the Toronto Raptors should do. If the Golden State Warriors are calling us right now and they're offering a big package, would you hang up the phone immediately, or are you trying to make one of these deals happen? Let me know in the comment section below. You guys are the best thing to start. Subscribe to the channel if you guys haven't already. I'm signing out. Cheers.